It's 8:07 on the morning show, 43 degrees downtown Charles City. We have cloudy skies with today's Paws Pet of the Week brought to you this morning by L&J Industries. Well, JC, I love the pet you brought in this morning. I'm not sure if I have a cat in here or a lion.
A lion.
Go ahead and talk about this week's Paws Pet of the Week.
Yeah, this is Leo the lion. He is pretty much a long-haired
was
cat. Yeah, he was. When he came into the shelter, he was pretty matted, and so he had him shaved. And a lot of the times with long-haired cats, people will have them shaved to look like a lion. So that's where his name comes from. He's got some tufts of fur up by his head, and then like little boots around his feet, and then a long puff, I guess you could call it, at the end of his tail. But he's doing a lot better now after he was shaved. He did have fleas and ear mites, but he's been treated for all that, and he's a lot more comfortable now.
He definitely appears more comfortable. So when did he come in again?
He came in a couple weeks ago, I believe, or just last week. So he is just looking for attention right now.
He definitely loves the attention. Of course, I heard him come in the door. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure the whole block heard him come in the door. He was pretty vocal, but he's been quiet since we've been on the air. Go figure, of course. So, he's looking for his forever home. Talk about the proper ways to do that.
Yeah, so you can fill out an adoption application online or at the shelter. You can come in on the weekend and fill one out, or like I said, online. And then once we review that application, you'll get the phone call. And you can either come meet him already or just want to fill one out before you meet him, kind of thing.
So. Okay, excellent. Now, speaking of proper ways to do things, we have Charles City Police Officer Brandon Frankie in. That's not your title. What is your title?
I'm Captain.
I knew I was wrong on that. But he's in here for a reason. He's in here for a reason. JC, do you want to talk about why Brandon's in here for?
Sure. Well, Paws works very closely with the police department and Captain Frankie and so I just wanted him to come in and kind of explain kind of the ways and the role of the police department as far as with Paws and kind of our partnership we have going on. So,
we no longer have animal control, which we used to have. So now if you find a stray dog, a cat, you're to call the police department. They will let an officer know. We will get that animal and we will get that to Paws.
Yeah, it seems like kind of an issue when a lot of people that's missing their animals immediately contact Paws, because there's nothing Paws can really do about it until you contact the police department first, right?
Yeah, typically all animals come in through the police department, so it's really good. A lot of citizens are posting like on Facebook if they find an animal, which has been helpful, and always like go to door to door. That helps a lot too before calling the police department, kind of do a little investigating on your own, I guess, to see if you can find the owner. And then you call the police department and then they'll pick the animal up, bring them to Paws. And before we find new homes for the animals, the owners usually have about 10 days in order to come in and claim them. And then we do make sure they're current on shots first and everything. And then they're are a few just Paws fees associated with that. So we just make sure we can get them current on vaccinations first. And then all the money goes towards the vet care for that animal, as well as towards the shelter animals too, the food and that kind of thing.
Awesome news. Of course, while you're in here, Branky, talk about the dog tag, the dog licensing that we have here in Charles City. I've noticed a lot of dogs that don't have those tags.
Yes, we do have a city ordinance that dogs do need to be licensed with the city, and that does also help with a stray dog if they find it
we can look that number up on the tag on their collar, and we can get with the owner without having to take it to paws. Might be citations, might not, depends on the situation, but it leaves paws out of it, so we don't have to put their dog in there overnight. We can get it back to them.
Definitely. Definitely a great tracking feature. So if you have yet to license your dog here inside city limits, the proper way to do that is just stop by the police department.
Yep, they can actually go on cityofcharlescity.org, and they can print off the form, fill that out at home, and then just bring that to the police department. The secretary will get them all set up with that.
So easy. So yeah. Easy to do. It'll take you not even 5 minutes.
Really. And I'd say the fees are very reasonable. You get, I believe, some discounts if your pet is spayed and neutered, and then also microchipped. So a lot of pet owners already do that, so you can just have a reduced fee, which is super reasonable. And coming from the paws side of it, it really, really helps. I mean, I don't, how many dogs do you guys pick up that we don't even see because they're licensed and,
yep,
and everything? So it just helps a lot.
Definitely. So more details on that, along with the pricing, once again, the city of charlescity.org.
Correct. Right?
Okay, yep. Perfect. Anything else to share today?
I guess that was kind of what I was hoping. Brandon could come in and just represent the police department, and kind of, especially since we have, I think I say this every week, but kitten season is around the corner.
It's
so
one of these weeks. It'll, I know, start. We're sure of it.
So
it's,
we'll
coming
probably
up soon.
Start getting some more phone calls in and that kind of thing. So I think I said it last time too, but if you do have really, really young kittens, the best place for them is with the mother, if you know the mother is safe, and then they can be in kind of a safe spot to get raised, I guess. And then I guess we'd have to talk about what that procedure is, but once they're older, still either bringing them into paws, or you can get reduced spay and neuters in nearby areas, so that's always something to look at too.
Good deal. Good deal. Now, I forgot to ask you about an upcoming event, the Paw Spring Rummage Sale. That's right around the corner, too. We need to talk about that.
Yes, it's coming up. It's only like 2 or 3 weeks away. So the rummage sale itself is Saturday, May 7th, and it's from 8 to 1 p.m. at the KC Hall. And then we are doing it a little differently. So instead of bringing your items to the shelter to leave there in a trailer, we're actually accepting items at the KC Hall 2 days before the sale. So Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m., you can bring your items out. And then Saturday, I believe, 9 to 1 p.m. or 9 to 3. I'd have to double check that. But you can bring items out to the KC Hall right on Grand, over kind of by the pub in Charles City, and bring them out, and we'll get them all set up. So
I would do a volunteer push, but it looks like the volunteer list is actually not too bad.
Yeah. Yep. We do still need, we had a meeting this week. We do still need some more volunteers for like the day of the sale. Typically with just in the morning, helping kind of get things ready to go and meeting people. I think there's usually like a rush in the morning that people come early, and then also help with cleanup later in the day. So about the maybe the 12:30 to 2:30 kind of time frame, we needed a lot of help. And on that Saturday, the 7th, and then Friday, it looks like in the afternoon, we also need some more help. Just kind of greeting people when they bring their items out at the KC Hall, and then helping just organize and set things up.
All right. Good deal. Can't wait for it. It's one of the biggest fundraisers, I would say, for Paws. So join in that. Keep your stuff, drop them off at the KC Hall early next month. Well, of course, we'll talk about it more as the days progress. So thank you very much, Brandon, Frankie, and JC for joining us this morning, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brandon. It's 8:16. We have your weather forecast coming up here in just a few minutes. Stick around for that. Plus, we're going to be talking to Tom Ballmer from Stebbins Children's Theater next here on KCHA.